Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
Day two. As you are waking up, all of you, at like the crack of dawn, all of you can hear distantly sounds of construction. As you gaze out your window towards the Soviet base, you can see slowly being lifted into an upright position is a simply enormous boring drill.
Oh, ooh. Oh boy.
You are sitting in Lieutenant Brewer's office. He's rubbing his temples. It's the three of you plus Dr. Lloyd and Blair Palmer. Brewer, massaging his temples, says, could this have anything to do with the explosion last night? Blair shifts where he's standing. Yeah, I suppose it could. An explosion big enough is a pretty quick way to get a head start on another drill, as it were. Brewer kind of nods, still rubbing his temples. Okay, here's what we're going to do today. Dr. Boxley, you and Dr. Kitten, the two of you.
Oh, you betcha. No, we'll be great together. Oh, this is going to be so nice.
Sake. You're going to act casual, normal, do whatever you were going to do today anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, I can be casual. Look at this. Look how casual I can be.
That means
look how casual I'm being over here.
You're giving the perfect example of a dickhead right now.
Yeah, I'm being a casual dickhead.
That means you and Mr. Masseur are heading out to the seal colony to check on them, as you would normally.
All right, so I'm not with this fella.
No, you, Dr. Kitten, you are free to, you have run of the base today. Maybe if you could, I know it's probably standard for you to be sleeping right now because you need to be up tonight.
Oh, no, it's way too exciting. I couldn't get a wink last night.
Well, if I could possibly ask you to stay up a little longer, I'm just afraid because, Richie, you were pretty hot yesterday in the Arctic.
That's right.
You were pretty hot yesterday in the Arctic. He stops himself. In the rat box.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I love this, man.
I would appreciate it if you could escort me over to the Soviet base and we can check to see what's going on.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why they're doing this, but if this is a provocation, I want everyone here to understand that if anything happens here, if this goes any higher than this, let's just not start another war, he says.
Oh, no, no. That's not on the cards for me. No, not at all. I'm just interested in the data.
All right. Okay. All right. Brains, please. The two of you pile into the Arctic, the rat box. As you're doing so, you look, Dr. Lloyd and Blair Palmer are resuming their normal activities today. They're turning the drill back on. Maybe Blair, Dr. Kitten, maybe Blair starts chatting with you as he's fiddling with the controls and stuff like that. What do you reckon about all this, huh?
Well, you know, I'm not entirely sure how you make a drill out of an explosion, but there's a lot of weird data on my readers.
Is that like a serious question? Because I can explain it to you.
I mean, yeah, I love learning new things.
Well, it's something you typically see more in like a coal mine or a mine in operation rather than a drill in operation, but the theory's the same. What you do is you make a lot of room real quickly using an explosion. You make a bit of a crater, and that means that their drill can probably go a bit deeper than ours can.
Okay, so like they blew it up so they could drill. What about if they were drilling and something blew up?
also possible, I suppose. But I don't know what they. It's ice down there. He says.
Is Dr. Lloyd nearby?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You turn around and bump into her.
Well, I mean, you could ask Dr. Lloyd here. Is it just ice down there? Is there anything weird down there that'd make, you know, something go boom?
She pushes her glasses up, considers it for a moment, and then says, well, there is one thing that could be down there in the ice.
Oh, yeah.
Could cause an explosion like this.
Oh, yeah?
It could be. She leans in conspiratorially. Aliens.
Well, look, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm firmly in that camp because, you know, there's lots of talk, like they came here and then the Ice Age happened. You know, that's how you get Stonehenge and them pyramids. There's a lot of theories floating around that, I mean, it can't just be us, right? That would be, you know, kind of crazy unless you believe in God, which I don't know if I do or not. This is a deep conversation to be having first thing in the morning. Maybe I shouldn't drink so much coffee and go get some sleep. Anyway, I think it could be right, though, because if you look at my readings and I see that there's this bit, like, look at this. So there's normal readings. And then, of course, the explosion happens. But the part before the explosion, that's the, oh, boy, that's the humdinger. That's a real, you know, Bob Howdy, there's nothing. And nothing is weird. There's a lot of stuff out there. And for there to be nothing and then a bang, I think I'm with you, Dr. Lloyd. I think it's aliens.
Dr. Lloyd nods, still in that conspiratorial sort of aura, if you will. And she looks at you and says, well, if we do discover anything, we could, if we wanted to, we could call it the Lloyd Kitten, whatever it is, she says.
Oh boy, I've never had nothing named after me before.
We've got, between the two of us, we've got everything covered, she says.
This is a lot to ponder, Dr. Lloyd, but is Blair listening at all?
Blair has turned back to the console, and he is making a very pointed effort to not listen.
I give her a co-conspirator wink. I'm in.
She winks right back.
Yes, friendship!
Meanwhile, Richie Brain, you, Lieutenant Brewer, and probably actually Van Wall all pile into the rat box.
Yep.
And you start making your way towards the Russian base.
Yep.
The rat box is much heavier than a dog sled, so you need to be a lot more careful of crevasses, of dead, I think it's called dead ice, that will just break underneath you and you'll fall in. So you need to be careful of those sorts of things. Luckily,
you've got your glasses.
You have your glasses, yeah. Luckily, between having your glasses now and also the fact that the wheels here are designed to keep traction on ice and also to, if like some of the wheels start falling in, it's a tracked vehicle actually. So if some of it starts falling in, you've still got quite a lot of traction and can keep moving.
Yeah.
So thankfully between that, you manage to navigate pretty successfully. There is one point where you do hit one of those points of dead ice. It falls away, but you just drive smoothly over it.
Yeah, great.
As you approach the Russian base, this is probably the first time you've ever seen it. Unlike your base, which is just a few free buildings standing on the ice sheet, this one has a fence, like a proper barbed wire fence around its perimeter. And there are two guard towers as well. In one of the guard towers, the nearest one, you spot a man leveling an AK at your vehicle. And as you get closer, several people come from out of the camp and all level assault rifles at you as you approach. Lieutenant Brewer puts a hand on your shoulder and says, slow down. Do you? You've got to look like you might not.
No.
For real? Nearly became a
I just remember the lieutenant's final warning before, like, we don't want to start a war.
Yeah, right.
This slow down.
Nearly became a very different game. Flash forward. They're quick, dropping the bombs!
Very quick game. No, I stop immediately.
You can see you're up close now. You can see that their drill is significantly larger and more imposing and intimidating than your one. It has stamped on the side Kassalong, which you would also probably know. Kassalong are a company that kind of does a little bit of everything. They're one of the world's first truly mega corps, if you will, with like a finger in so many different things.
What country do they come from?
They're American.
Oh, of course they're fucking American. Those bloody yanks.
This would also not surprise you that Castlelong would work with the enemy.
Right.
Just not shocking.
Hey, it's business.
Yeah.
Even communism is capitalism in this.
Your economy. Drill is a good all-American Bismarck oil and coal drill.
So they have a better drill than us.
No, well,
it's bigger.
You looking at it, from it looks intimidating.
Can I join them?
Now that you know it's Castlelong, you know Castlelong are famous for making shoddier products.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're kind of like a Kmart almost.
Right. Did you say that our drill was made by Bismarck Oil and Gas?
Yeah, your engineer, Blair Palmer, is actually an employee of Bismarck Oil and Coal. As you come to a stop, Lieutenant Brewer, he looks at you and he looks at Van. After thinking for a sec, you stay here. I'll be right back.
Okay. Wise.
If anything, he looks at the armed soldiers. They don't look like researchers. They look like straight up soldiers.
And just to confirm, we have zero soldiers on our base.
Do we have any mercenaries?
Lieutenant Brewer.
Okay, yeah. And technically.
I'm the hunter guy.
Technically, Richie was a soldier.
True. He's capable. Doesn't like
Van
arms
is
anymore,
a pilot of some kind. He has military
training. Yeah, but these guys are.
Oh, they're
described
just
as soldiers. Yeah.
Does hey Adam? Does the Rat Box have like surveillance capabilities? Are we taking any photos of this thing or not?
Unfortunately, not. No.
Before its time.
I mean, there would probably the Rat Box would not have integrated surveillance capabilities, but there would probably be like an old like 1950s video and then photographic cameras for surveying purposes and stuff like that. But you would need to break that out.
The Rat Box is old. Like, it's not a brand new vehicle, is it?
The Rat Box, this one is brand new. Okay. There was another one that happened about a decade ago.
That one's buried somewhere.
That's
in
buried
ice.
In the Antarctic, somewhere far from here, yeah.
Still haven't found it.
It is currently lost. Yeah. We actually don't know where it is right now.
Maybe the aliens took it.
Maybe. Lieutenant Brewer puts a hand on your shoulder. He says, I'll go out. You two stay here. If, he looks at the soldiers, if anything happens, just leave.
Oh, fucking hell.
At this point, there are 5 soldiers, including the ones in the actual tower. So there's 1 soldier in each tower. Mm. So 2 soldiers in towers with kind of like an overwatch looking down at you. And then 3 soldiers just slowly fanning out around your vehicle.
Yeah, these tower boys, AK-47s as well?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, sorry. People on the ground, AK-47s. People in the towers have like a mounted machine gun.
Exactly how many guns is pointing at our man right here, right now?
Only 5. Okay. And only like 2 of them are anti-material rifles.
Okay. What proof is the Rat Box?
You don't want to test it. It's absolutely a vehicle of science, not war.
Oh, shit.
When Brewer steps out, one of the soldiers approaches and starts yelling. Do you speak any Russian?
No.
He yells something in Russian. You don't understand, but Brewer puts his hands up, puts his hands behind his head, and he begins speaking quite softly. You actually can't see or hear Brewer. He is being that calm right now. Yeah. The soldier grabs him, lowers his rifle, and starts forcing Lieutenant Brewer towards the base. Van, you see he stands up in the seat, and you don't know what he's going to do. Do you say or do anything?
I want to know what he's doing.
Van takes a bag that he had and starts fumbling with it.
What's in the bag?
He pulls out a revolver.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Van, buddy.
He looks at you. Something happens. You going to turn around?
Fuck, oh, he went straight to 10.
He cocks the revolver.
Yeah, okay, yep.
You're going to turn around?
I will, yeah.
All right, you're leaving me and him here then.
Okay, sorry, I thought he meant, am I going to turn away while he does something illegal?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Does he want me to leave?
You can see he's a little disappointed, actually. He definitely doesn't want you to leave.
Yeah, okay, fuck.
You can head back if you want and you let him know that what happened, but I ain't leaving Brewer behind for them bastards.
Have they already taken Brewer inside?
They're taking him right up to the fence, and you can see someone is coming out of the base. He is also dressed like a soldier, does not have a rifle, maybe like a sidearm, but it looks like he is maybe the person in charge here.
Can we send Van out there to does he speak Russian?
Do you ask?
Yeah, I do, yep, sorry.
I speak the international language, he says, holding up the pistol.
So torn about what to do here. Part of me wants to really just gun the Rat Box and just gun it into the building.
Mm. You're a pacifist.
Yeah,
pacifist.
I was going to say.
I do not want the violence. I like driving.
Also, there are like five guns pointed at you right now.
I got to turn around.
Yeah.
You watch as the Soviet captain pulls that sidearm. They're on either side of that chain link fence. He points it right at Brewer's head and starts yelling at him. They're far enough away now that you can't, well, not that you speak Russian, but you can't hear what's being said. You can tell that Brewer is talking back, not talking back, but responding. Mm-hmm. He is talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Soviet captain looks furious. He's like screaming at Brewer. Brewer, with his hands behind his head, is just calmly talking back to him. Van says, fuck this shit. He heads towards the door. What are you going to do?
Well, I am a pacifist. This is fucking bullshit. Light him up.
You drive forwards?
I drive forward.
Well, fuck. All right, we're going to go to initiative then.
No wonder there is only one survivor.
The one survivor is going to be Biscuit the Rat.
Yeah.
You go first and you turn on the engine of the rat box. It turns back to, it comes to life. When you do that, it's Lieutenant Brewer's turn now. Lieutenant Brewer puts a hand out and does like a stop gesture. It's.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Van Wall's turn. He opens the door, steps out, and points his pistol at the soldiers. It is Van Wall pointing a revolver at two men with assault rifles, plus the two guys in the towers.
Yep.
He doesn't shoot yet, but now with the door open, you can hear Lieutenant Brewer yelling at the two of you. Stand down! Stand down! It's your turn again.
Oh, boy.
I ask Van to get back in the rat box.
How are you going to say it? Because Van isn't going to do it unless you succeed on a check.
I just ask him politely. I'm just like, Van, please get back in. Follow the orders.
All right. What is your persuasion?
Oh, no.
I'm going to say presence. Persuasion and your presence.
One.
Is that so? You have no points in persuasion?
Nope.
All right. So you get a negative one, which means that you have a total of zero dice.
Chance dice.
Can I do a willpower? Does that help?
Oh, you absolutely can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God. You. Something. You're not sure what it is. Something that you say. You trigger. You somewhere deep within Van Wall, you have triggered the only self-preservation instinct this man has. He quite clearly was ready to have a showdown with these two guys with assault rifles. Van uncocks his revolver, steps back into the rat box, looks at you, and you can see he's got like a square jaw. Like he looks like an old-fashioned cowboy, and it's high noon right now. Mm-hmm. He's got an itchy trigger finger. There is a long, tense moment just in the background of the engine still rumbling. And then Max Brewer finally turns around, and as he turns around, the Soviet captain holsters his revolver and turns around and walks back to the base. Lieutenant Brewer climbs back into the vehicle, and the Soviet soldiers begin slowly withdrawing.
Richie! He doesn't know how, but he did it!
I feel like that's been his whole life.
Fuck it, hell.
Brewer sits down in the chair that he was sitting in before, and he starts rubbing his temples.
Poor fucking Brewer. Bloody hell.
Okay, get us out of here, he says.
Okay, great, I gun it.
All right, it'll take you, so there and back takes you a few hours, but you get back safely.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Dr. Boxley, you and Dickie Masser have not yet arrived at the seal colony, but you can tell something's wrong.
Oh no, not my girls.
All the seals are crowded in one massive clump. Mm. They're facing inwards, and you can hear the din of them from an incredible distance. Something has got them riled.
Okay. So we're approaching?
Yep.
Yeah. So we Can I like run up to them with a bucket?
Absolutely.
Do I have any fish or anything like that to help me?
If you want to bring the bucket of fish,
Fuck yeah, I'm bringing that bucket of fish.
Before the dog sled has even finished, you have hopped off you're jumping off a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
And you make yourself into a sprint. As you're sprinting towards the seal colony, you can see in the snow there is a streak of blood.
Oh, boy.
It makes its way from somewhere inland all the way to the lip where it comes down into the little space that the seal colony inhabits.
Yeah.
And then it makes its way into where the seals are. Something in where the seals are is hurt badly.
If it's Joanna, I'm going to lose my fucking shit.
You get to the seal colony. What do you do? You're going to push your way through? You're going to try and entice them out?
Yeah, I think I start sort of like, hey, guys, come on, let me through. I'm trying to placate them, but I'm also pretty stressed and anxious.
The seals will not budge. You cannot coax them. Whatever's got their goat right now, you cannot entice them away from.
And I can't see through the mass of
seals. No, it's all of the seals are here in a bunch.
All right.
Kind of like you could see that they rise up a little bit. They're piled up on top of something.
Fucking hell.
Gonna punch away
the are the Russians around or anything?
No,
like
there's
that?
No Russians okay. here.
Do we have
no,
like
they're busy.
Nearly killing Sean.
Yeah. Does my fish help at all? I'm like trying to entice some of the fish. That's not doing anything.
If you want to push and shove your way through, I'll give you a plus one bonus.
Okay.
Because you can use the fish to direct them.
All right.
It's a slow, laborious task, but you're able to force your way in through the seals.
I'm just squishing myself through that seal.
You start picking up seals and moving them behind you.
Yeah.
And then
strong.
You uncover what they are crowded around. They're all freaking out about Guillermo.
Oh.
Guillermo has dragged, you can see from the bloody streak, he has dragged himself from somewhere far in the ice sheet.
Yeah.
He is missing an arm.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Okay.
There is just a bloodied stump where that is.
Yeah.
He breathes heavily.
Yeah. All right. Do either Dick or I have any medical equipment or anything like that? Anything we can use to bandage him?
Probably not. No, not for something this bad.
Fuck, it's not looking good for Guillermo.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
Guillermo has lost a lot of blood as well. You can
see. All right. In that case, I just sort of try to get close. I'm a bit wary that he still might try to snap or anything like that, but I just want to inspect him for anything.
You take one look at Guillermo and you can tell there's nothing you can do. He's dead. He's not dead yet, but he's dead.
Do I see anything to suggest what caused the arm being ripped off?
There is
off?
No clean cut or even a ragged cut.
Okay.
The arm was literally torn from its socket.
Guillermo, you poor boy. All right, I just start weeping, obviously.
Tell him you love him.
Yeah, I go up, I give him a little smooch on the top of the head. Yeah, I close his eyes, I start whispering to a god I don't believe in.
Oh, Jesus.
You hear, ch-ch-ch, and Masur is walking up from behind you.
Punch him.
We doing this?
I let out a weary sigh.
Yeah. If you want to walk away.
Can I do anything just sort of clear the seals out a bit? Because I know they're going to lose their shit when this gun goes off.
Unfortunately, unless you want to spend willpower.
Nah, they just have to get scared.
If you fire off a shot in the air, will they scatter? Do you reckon? I don't know.
I figure that's what they do. I'm just trying to protect them.
Yeah. Is it worth a bullet?
Well, they're not going to get shot, but yeah. It's not worth a willpower, I think. Yeah, no. Can I see like Joanna or Teal, any of my faves?
Oh, no. It's five. I know what it is.
Don't ask about
it.
They're shaking their heads.
There's so many seals here. Okay. They're all bunched up together. Yeah, you can't.
Right,
you can't
fine.
Pick them
all
out.
All right, yeah. I turn to Masur. I'm like, all right, mate. Yep, just do what has to be done.
Masur nods, and then if you're walking away, he waits until you're a respectful distance away, and then you hear crack the gunshot. And when that happens, the seals scatter. They are terrified of the noise, obviously.
Yeah.
You hear splash, 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 splash of seal after seal after seal launching themselves into the water. When it's done, Masur walks up behind you, puts a hand on your shoulder, and he says, They're not suffering anymore.
They? Was it just Guillermo? It wasn't like a...
Yeah, he clearly doesn't know what Guillermo's gender is.
Yeah, right. I thought multiple. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Ah, I got as many of them as I could. You wanted
those
me to kill the...
were not...
You wanted me to kill the seals as well.
Rampage. Damn
it. You just want me to get the entire colony, yeah?
Are there any seals still sort of hanging around, or are all of them scattered?
A lot of them have scattered, but not all of them have leapt into the water.
All right.
So there is still a smattering that you could interact with.
All right. They seem okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to follow the trail of blood
back
to war to wherever this came from.
Three successes, that's plenty.
Yes.
You start tracking back where the blood came from.
Yeah.
And Masur is walking behind you. Actually, maybe you take the dogs, to be honest, because you're heading for a little while. Guillermo came pretty far.
He wanted to be with the seals. Bless him.
You find... presumably, the source where it happened. You see that there is a scattering of little pebbles of blood around the place. It looks like Guillermo put up a bit of a fight, but then you see a massive splash of crimson on the ground where presumably the arm was, the front paw, I should say, was torn off. You find no evidence of said paw.
Interesting. Okay. These tracks, is there anything other to sort of, like, I'm just thinking, what the fuck could take down a polar bear? So, like, is there anything to insinuate?
It's been bugging me. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Searching around, unfortunately, the snow from last night has covered any tracks that could be here. You were only able to find this because of the blood.
And the dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I turn to Masur and I sort of like, any thoughts, mate? What do you reckon could have done this?
Getting low to the ground, he puts a hand on some of the fresh snow and he says, I think, he gestures, I think we can keep tracking him, he says.
Ooh, okay.
He appears to have found it.
Interesting, all right.
It's blood left behind. He says he moves the snow a little bit out of the way and you can see droplets of blood heading in a different direction. I think we follow this, we're just going to find another polar bear. A mean one.
All right. We better take the dogs in case we need to make a quick getaway. But yeah, we follow this track.
No way it's a polar bear.
You follow it a little ways until finally Richard Masur hops. Every now and then he hops off just to check the trail.
Right.
And eventually he hops off. He shakes his head and says, followed it a little bit, but I don't think we're going to get any further than this. He stops, and you can see he's looking in the snow.
Mm.
He looks back at you with like a little bit of a fearful expression. Then he reaches into the snow, and he pulls out a bleached white bone.
Oh, fuck. I'm guessing polar bear leg big. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, you take one look at it, and it looks like a bone from Guillermo's leg. Yeah,
but picked clean.
Yep.
All right. Let's keep the bone. Maybe we can we've got a lab back at the base, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have another look at it back at the base, see if we can see any teeth marks, anything that could indicate what could have done this.
Masur chucks it into the slate.
Beautiful. All right. Let's just head back to the seals, see if we can do our checks or whatever we've got to do.
We can go two different ways, he says.
Okay.
If we head, he points westward. We head straight in that direction as a direct route back to base, but that's going to take us by the Russian one. We're actually quite close to them right now. Or we could take the long way back.
Do I, like, I'm wondering if there's any chance I can have a little chat with Semenov.
You try.
All right, yeah, let's go past these Russians, see if we can flag my
They're
going
to be so happy to see you. They're going to be thrilled.
They've just had a visit from the rat box.
Meanwhile, back at base, would you have hung around with Blair and Dr. Lloyd, continued your conversation?
I might have for a little bit more with Lloyd, but just to see, like, what her theory... I feel like I would spend a great deal of time sharing our different theories about aliens in the ice, things in permafrost, organic material belonging to other planets. Roswell happened yet?
Was there any pre-Roswell sort of incident?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, like,
Roswell
stuff.
Roswell is 47, so...
Okay, Roswell's happened. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. I talk about Roswell.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Lloyd absolutely thinks... that Roswell was an alien,
I can't believe we've got two of them on the fucking base. That infuriates me.
Yeah. I'm a big UFO nerd.
Dr. Lloyd has completely begun ignoring the readouts and is just having an excited conversation with you.
That's bad. I'm distracted over my work because I love friendship and also aliens.
From over Dr. Lloyd's shoulder, you can see the readout. There's a little CRT screen that has just a little dot that moves back and forwards on a graph to indicate, well, you don't really know, but it indicates something about the pressure that the drill is experiencing. That little dot, bang, hits the other end of the fucking graph. And when that happens, you hear Blair say, fucking hell, mate. And then the drill vroom, 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 starts making this terrible noise. Smoke starts coming up from the hole. Dr. Lloyd and Blair resume their stations and begin trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. The drill, crunch, falls at an incredible angle, then crunch, falls in the opposite angle. Fuck. Crunch, crunch, crunch. It is thrown around like a doll.
I can't do it. I have no skills at all to do anything.
You're in
here.
Charge of the base today, mate.
Oh, no. That's the only thought. Just, oh, no. Bro, put me in charge.
You watch in brutal slow motion in the little cabin that you, the three of you are currently in watching the drill. You watch in brutal slow motion as the drill begins making a chaotic and speedy zip line towards that little cabin. You realize that Blair and Dr. Lloyd are not paying attention. That drill is about to collect all three of you.